Can everybody hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
so in part two. Prayer. Okay, so this is one of my favorite teachings that I've taught over the years. We have in 30 years in Word Bible College this year, and I love this teaching on phobias, and highlighting, how we can recognize the different kind of phobias and use the knowledge that we have on the specific phobias to do deliverance. Apostle John Eckhart said that we should always increase our
Who am I speaking with? Who's hello?
This is Sandra.
Hey, Sandra, you came in as iPhone.
I changed this thing. I don't know what's going on with this.
It
I've
says
changed
iPhone. Yeah,
the last
it says
time we did it, I changed it.
it says iPhone. So just go to the very top right-hand corner, the three dots for right now, and just change your name.
Wait a minute. Let me see.
You have to, you can't, you have to download the app. You have to
It's on.
down, it's, you have to download, huh?
I have the app.
Well,
I have
you need to go
logged.
back and take a look at profile then. But for right now, you can just go to the very top right-hand corner, run your mouse over there, and you'll see mute and three little buttons and change your name to rename yourself to Sandra Richards.
Okay.
Okay. All
I
right. That's,
you
huh?
app of the tuition.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hey. Okay, she said the recording stopped. I don't know what happened. Okay, so let me go back. Okay, bye bye.
Okay.
Are you gonna have you're gonna have a two-part test. One will be a research a word search for research on phobias, and I'm gonna give you the specifics on the types of phobias to look up, and then the next will be a 500 word prayer. And the reason why I'm giving is very important to, and I'll explain that at the end. We're not going to be on long today because I'm basically giving the assignment, and then we'll have groups next Friday on the assignment. So let me give you my scripture references, and then I'll give you And then I'm going to give you 108 different kinds of phobias. All you got to do is give me the word for the phobia. So some of these words are a little, long or whatever, but you would notice that it's just like for the root word is phobia, and the rest of the word relates to whatever kind of phobia it is. But let me read my scriptures first. Luke 21, verse 25 through 26 says, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." Then it says, "Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." Okay. And so I want you to focus on failing them for fear. That word failing is a Greek word 674, and is aposuko. Aposuko, and it really means fainting. Apo, it means for your mind to just give out. Aposuko, and anytime we see the word apple, we talked about the apostasy, we talk about the apostolic. So aposuko, it means to separate from breath, to separate from soul, to have loss of breath or temporary unconsciousness. And the word fear here is a Greek word 54:1, and it's phobos, and it literally means a terror, an intimidation, an alarm, to be frightened, or something that's exceedingly scary. A phobia is an intense, irrational, and persistent fear of something in specific, a situation that actually poses no threat. Most phobias, people are swinging at air. A phobia, that some folk have phobias of cats, or they have certain kind of phobias of certain things that, for some reason, some people fear swimming. There's all kind of different anxieties and hang-ups and inhibitions that relate to phobias. And I guess in doing these word searches on the phobias, it would just expand our warfare vocabulary. And when you do the prayer, I believe that if there's anything in your life, in your when you're awake life, in your subliminal unconscious life, that you have a phobia about, I believe that God will deliver. And so, some folk, they have phobias about things and don't even know it, and it's subliminal. But I pray in the name of Jesus that as we're doing this study, that we're not just reading the reading, we're not just writing the write, we're not just researching and studying the research and study, but we are getting delivered, and we are becoming deliverers. That's the purpose of this assignment, to get delivered and to become a deliverer. All right. Let me go. I'm going to give you a few more scripture. 2 Timothy 1:1-7. It says, y'all familiar with this, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I want you to focus on those three things: strengthening, help, and upholding. Strengthening, help, and upholding. That is a part of the deliverance of being fearful of a thing. And so Philippians 4:6-7 says, be careful or don't worry for nothing. Worriation is a type of fear. And the Bible says that we should cast our cares on the Lord. And it says, have no thought for tomorrow. If you have thought for tomorrow, that's a type of worriation, which is a type of fear. It says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds in Christ. I want you to know this, that your hearts and minds need to be kept within the day and time we live in. If you watch the television, if you listen to the rhetoric, the propaganda, the things that are going on, I'm telling you, folk, some people, can have a heart attack about something that they think is going to happen. I'm gonna tell you about a phobia that's really personal. One of the worst things that ever happened, I'm gonna share this in my life, is when I was on drugs, in the crack house. I mean, it wasn't called crack then. It was a base house, but same related thing. But I'm telling you that after, I would, and I thank God that I wasn't a good junkie at all. I didn't do good. Never was never comfortable. I was out of place, but as soon as I got high, I tell you, an uncontrollable, unimaginable fear would come upon me, and I know many folk won't understand this, but this is a fear that literally saved my life. Because this was a fear when everybody else kept getting high, when everybody was having orgies and taking off their clothes and do, I was so scared. And I believe that God used that. I would stand in the bathtub and with the curtain pulled and look out the window because I thought I heard something. I thought the police was out there. I thought, so it, I w I was I was I had a phobia about being arrested. I would see my name on the newspaper, track star arrested for drugs, and it's just was the most terrifying. When I tell you terrifying, and for those people who say they enjoy getting high, whatever, it was traumatizing to me. I didn't get to do much dope because as soon as I got high, the spirit of fear came upon me, and it's something that it will make you lose your mind. Just to hear and see stuff that's not there. So with that experience, I want to tell you that I understand phobia and I understand being delivered from it. I understand that there is, and it helps me to where if the devil would, when I first got delivered from cocaine, I would see we didn't get smoke, we didn't smoke with cans and cheap paraphernalia. We had these expensive glass pipes, and after I got delivered, I would literally see glass pipes floating in the air, and a voice would say, "Don't you want to hear it?" I mean, just like that, but it was so easy for me to say no because the fear was so great, and I'm not glorifying the fear. I'm just telling you that it was this fear didn't deliver the taste out of my mouth. God had to cast the demons out of me, but it made it. I did not look forward to, although my body craved the addiction, I dreaded it. It was a dreadful fear that came upon me when I would get high. I understand phobia, and I understand being delivered from it. And Psalms 118 and 6 says, "The Lord is on my side; whom shall I fear?" There is, the spirit of fear. God has not given us power, love, and sound mind. And being afraid of men, afraid or fearful of what people think or say, or who people are, is a great spirit in the land. But 1 John 4:18 says that there's no fear in love, and it says that perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. And y'all, that's the kind I had, tormenting fear. That word in Psalms, I mean 1 John 4:18, the fear that had the torment of fear, is the Greek word, no, it's the Hebrew word 2851. It's Colossus, Kolasis, Colossus, and it's the punishment of fear. the living in dread of fear, the infliction of fear. And I pray that my testimony will give you an example. So you have folk that are terrified of cats. You have people that fear water, or some people are afraid and very fearful of the dark. Psalms 23 and 4 say, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Proverbs 29 and 25 says, the fear of man brings a snare, but whosoever put his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Psalms 34 and 4 says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from my fears. I cannot just give you the problem without the solution. And these are the scriptures that I want you to use to add in your prayer when you do your prayer, and it will be a 500-word prayer. So I want to go over the scriptures one more time. Let me give you these last two, and I'm going to repeat them because these are the scriptures, and I'm telling you, you got to take good notes, because you know, I'm going to give a place for questions, but please take good notes and write down the passage of scripture. If you can't write the whole thing, now write the scripture and look the scripture up, because I don't want to go back and go to everybody and what did you say about number this and what did you say about number that? That's okay, but doing good on the test has a lot to do with taking good notes. Psalms 34 and 4 says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from my fears. Psalms 27 and 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Okay. I want to run through those scriptures one more time without going over them, just so that you could look the scriptures up for yourself. Luke 21, verse 25 and 26. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Isaiah 41 and 10. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Psalms 118 and 6. 1 John 4 and 18. Psalms 23 and 4, Proverbs 29 and 5, Psalms 34 and 4, Psalms 27 and 1. So at this time, I want to take a moment and ask, are there any comments or questions at this point? And then I'm going to call out the 107 things that I want you to research, and there is a name. First of all, let me give you an example, and then we'll do the questions, okay? I'm going to give you a few examples first, okay? And then the fear of bathing is ablutophobia. The fear of itching is acarophobia. The fear of darkness is acleophobia. The fear of noise is acousticophobia. The fear of heights is acrophobia. The fear of pain is angliophobia. The fear of open spaces is agoraphobia. The fear of wild animals is agrisophobia. The fear of crossing streets is agoraphobia. The fear of needles and other pointed objects is acmophobia. The fear of felines, cats, is allurophobia. The fear of chickens is alectorophobia. The fear of garlic is allium phobia. And the fear of opinions is allodoxophobia. So I have named those. I'm going to give you 107 more. I'm going to give you the name of the thing that's in fear, and you're going to do the research and Google it And if I say, what's the fear of bed sheets? You'll say the fear, and you will write the name of the phobia. That's your assignment, to write down all of the 100 different types of phobias, the actual phobia name, and then you would do the, that's part one of the test. You get 50 points for each part of the test. The second part of the test is to do a 500-word prayer. You can use any one of these. And if I were you, I wouldn't use too many of the big deep words. You can use them some, but you know, just don't have the whole prayer just astrophobia, telephobia, tachyphobia. Just use your creative the creative power of God on the inside of you to pray from your heart concerning, and think about if this is your child or your husband or your friend, and you want one 500-word prayer that will hit the bullseye on phobias. So before I give you the list of the things, I want you to research and get the phobia name. I want to open the line up for questions and comments.
All right, we have one person with their hand raised, Apostle. If you come off mute, give your name, Alicia, where you're from.
This is Alicia Jackson, and I'm from Tennessee. I just wanted to ask if we, I'm pretty sure you probably were, but I just wanted to ask, are we going to get a list of all the, or is it going to be on the test like listed, or how is
No,
that going
I'm
to?
getting ready to give them to you now.
Oh, we need to write them down now. Okay, thank you.
Yes, that's a great question.
Okay. Does anyone else have a question? I don't see any other hands that are raised right now.
Anybody got any comments, any observations, anything you would like to say before we move on?
Janet Fair says she does. In the comment, come off mute, Janet. Okay. And then after Janet, Ms. Gina White Burney will have a question. Come off mute, Janet.
Okay, in the scriptures you gave us, one of
I'm
them.
sorry, Janet, it's hard to hear you. Can you speak a little louder?
Okay, the scriptures you give, you say you want in the prayer. Do we need to write the scriptures down or just what it says in the scripture?
You just have to be led by the Lord. Just do your prayer. You understand? I gave you the scriptures. And, if I tell you that, then you're not being led by the Spirit. I just want you to do a prayer, and I'm giving you, like the scriptures, the you do your prayer. I mean, your prayer may say 1 John 5:7 says, but you may just say what 1 John 5:7 says, but that's your prayer by the Holy Spirit. We just, it's great. The grade is on completion, not on correct or right. You do your prayer. So you create the prayer and you be led by the Spirit. And one thing we don't want to do is put so many rules on it. So, I mean, if in your prayer you want to say 1 John 5 and so and so says, if you just want to just say what 1 John say, I believe that's how you can get what the assignment done and be spirit led at the same time.
Amen. All right, Sister Gina White Burney. And after Gina White Burney, we have Sister Krista. Come on, mute your name and where you're from.
Yes, good evening. Gina White Burney from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Apostle, I thank you so much for having this class. And because one thing you said about not only being delivered, but being a deliverer. And so the question I want to ask you is there a fear, is there, what is the phobia called for having a fear of being raped?
Well, see, I don't, that's something you'll have to look up. I mean, you
Okay.
can look that up. I
Yes,
mean,
sir.
I'm gonna just give you your assignment, and you can look that up. That may not be something that's in my notes, because I don't know all of the phobias. I just have this teaching on phobia, and I'm gonna give you there's a fear of everything. You can have a phobia for anything, but you can Google that because I don't, if it's in my notes, I don't know. you know.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And thank you, thank you.
Okay, next.
Amen. This is Krista Pangburn. I'm calling from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Sorry, not calling. But I also too want to say thank you for this teaching. It's an awesome thing for such a time as this, with how the world is right now, that the Lord would have you teach this, that no matter what parallel, he is the answer. He has the answer for every ailment that there is. And so thank you. Amen.
Amen. All right. I don't see. Let me all right. So I have one another hand. Go ahead and come off mute, Sister Kim. Your name, where you're from?
Turn to Matthew chapter 7 for me. Turn to
Are
Matthew
you
chapter
Sister Kimberly?
7. Let's look at this 21st
If you're
chapter.
speaking, we can't hear you. And you're unmuted.
He's a God of truth. He does not lie. Not everyone who
Sister
says to
Kimberly Hoskin,
me, not
we
everyone
can't hear you.
who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Let me say to you,
man, all the
can you hear me?
okay. Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. Kimberly Hoskin from California. I just have a question. Was the first scripture Isaiah 41:10? Apostle?
Let's see.
Oh.
I think it's in the chat.
Yeah, did somebody get the list of that?
It's in
No,
the chat.
it was
It's in the
second.
chat. It's
It
in the
was
chat.
Second Timothy 1 through 7, chapter 1, verse 7.
I don't know what it
No,
was,
the
but it's
first
in the
scripture was Luke 21, 25 through 26.
Thank you.
Yeah,
That's okay.
you can check that they're listed in the chat.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So, and you know what? If you'll notice that, I noticed that online there's a lot of advertisement about zombies and aliens, and you know, and I do know that there are some terrible things that are going to happen, I believe, after the rapture. But I do believe that even with the wars and the rumors of wars, no, notice how it says sometimes the rumors of wars are worse than the wars. And because we're living in a day and time where the enemy would absolutely love for our hearts to fail us for fear, we got to be strong in the Lord and be courageous, and God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And other than the corporate release of things to have us suffering from phobias and fear, people have their personal idiosyncrasies and hang-ups and personalized fears, and that are called phobias. And what I'm doing right now, I'm just going to give you the manifestation of the phobia. And if I say a phobia of carpet, you're going to just Google and say, what is the phobia of carpet? And you'll write the name down, and it'll be a hundred and about seven names, and that'll be the part one of the test. Part two will be a 500-word prayer, and you can use the scriptures that I gave you. You can add other things, and just let that prayer be spirit-led, and that you'll be 50 points graded from, and that's just for on a completion. That's for, I mean, you can't be wrong. You're just Googling it, and it's gonna come up. But I'm gonna give you those right now, and maybe as I go, y'all just take notes, because I'm not gonna go fast, but somebody can be typing in the chat also. And so we're gonna start now. All right. And I'm gonna list the feared objects, or the things that people fear. Okay, dust. DUST. The fear of riding in a car. The fear of walking. The fear of being scratched. The fear of looking up. The fear of men. The fear of wind. The fear of flowers. The fear of floods. The fear of staying single. The fear of infinity. The fear of bees, B-E-E-S. The fear of spiders. The fear of numbers. The fear of fainting. The fear of celestial, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-L, the fear of celestial spaces. The fear of untidiness. The fear of untidiness. The fear of imperfection. The fear of being forgotten, ignored, or disrespected. That's one fear. The fear of being forgotten, ignored, or disrespected. The fear of failure. The fear of being dirty. The fear of flying. The fear of missiles or bullets. The fear of gravity. The fear of the inability to stand. I'm going to say that again. The fear of the inability to stand. The fear of depth, D-E-P-T-H. The fear of amphibians, A-M-P-H-I-B-I-A-N-S. The fear of amphibians. The fear of books. The fear of the boogeyman, and that's spelled B-O-G-E-Y-M-E-N. The fear of boogeymen. The fear of ugliness. The fear of cancer. The fear of the heart. The fear of meat. The fear of jumping. The fear of thunder. The fear of hair. The fear of chemicals. The fear of snow. The fear of being touched. The fear of anger. The fear of dancing. The fear of money. The fear of colors. The fear of cloths. The fear of food. The fear of confined spaces. The fear of confined spaces. The fear of being locked in. The fear of stairs. The fear of going to bed. The fear of cemeteries. The fear of sexual abuse. The fear of constipation. The fear of feces. The fear of clowns. The fear of extreme cold weather. The fear of crystals, glass, or shiny objects. I'm going to say that again. The fear of crystal, glass, or shiny objects.
Okay, Apostle, can you? Apostle, can you slow down just a little bit? I'm trying to. Did you say that last one again? I'm sorry. Fear of crystal,
glass, or shiny objects.
Got it.
The fear of bicycles. The fear of making decisions. The fear of insanity. The fear of demons, demonology, or anything that relates to the devil. I'm going to say that again. The fear of demons, demonology, or anything that relates to the devil. The fear of dentists. The fear of going to the dentist. The fear of trees. The fear of skin lesions. The fear of skin lesions. The fear of drinking. The fear of dizziness. The fear of undressing in front of someone. The fear of houses. The fear of crossing streets. The fear of accidents. The fear of church. The fear of mirrors. Or seeing oneself in a mirror. The fear of mirrors are seeing oneself in a mirror. The fear of freedom. The fear of electricity. The fear of vomiting. The fear of crowds. The fear of committing an unpardonable sin. I'm going to say that again. The fear of committing an unpardonable sin. The fear of insects. The fear of nosebleeds. The fear, not nosebleeds, the fear of nosebleeds, like your nose is bleeding.
Okay, sorry about that. Yes.
The fear of knowledge. The fear of work. The fear of hearing good news. The fear of fever. The fear of marriage. The fear of laughter. The fear of growing old. The fear of hail. The fear of being robbed. The fear of the sun. The fear of blood. The fear of reptiles. The fear of the opposite sex. The fear of road travel. The fear of homosexuality. The fear of water. The fear of responsibility. The fear of doctors. The fear of vertigo. The fear of poison. The fear of solitude. The fear of the Jews. The fear of sitting down. The fear of empty spaces. The fear of motion. The fear of loud noises. The fear of lawsuits. The fear of childbirth. The fear of words. The fear of darkness. The fear of alcohol. The fear of dirt or germs. The fear of memories. The fear of automobiles. The fear of death. The fear of anything new. The fear of the night. The fear of hospitals. The fear of smells. The fear of snakes. The fear of heaven. The fear of disease. The fear of parasites. The fear of dolls. The fear of medicine. The fear of ghosts. The fear of kissing. The fear of falling in love. The fear of wealth. The fear of puppets. The fear of fire. The fear of frogs. The fear of getting wrinkles. The fear of Satan. The fear of shadows. The fear of worms. The fear of the moon. The fear of stars. The fear of wasps, WASPS, wasps. The fear of the crucifix. The fear of being contagious. The fear of taking tests. The fear of death or dying. The fear of the sea. The fear of heat. The fear of injections. The fear of vaccinations. The fear of rape. The fear of witches. The fear of strangers. The fear of animals. And the fear of jealousy. And that completes my list. I just want to say this to you, that I know that there's some deliverance taking place, because before what I saw, and y'all know this had to be God, there was an old white man. I believe I was in the third group. I was in the third grade, maybe. And I just saw him. And we were doing, I might have been, I don't know. I can't remember, but I was young. I can't remember. And I don't, I think his name was Mr. Hodge, but I've never seen this man before. And I just saw him, and I know deliverance is taking place. We were pronouncing words. And it was a word with ape, and he got in my ear and he said, "Do you know the word rape?" And the way he said it, I knew he was a pervert. But I just saw this man say that in my ear when I was in a desk. And he whispered it very nastily in my ear. So I believe God that there's some memories that's opening up. You know, somebody asked about rape. I told you I didn't know what was in this list, and I don't know that, but I saw that vision. And so before we close out in prayer, and I want the students to begin to pray that everybody on this line will be delivered from every subliminal bondage or anything that's related to a phobia or to a fear or to a traumatic experience. I will never forget when this old white man said, "Do you," and he was trying to remind me of some words that rhyme with something. And he got all the way up in my ear and said, "Do you know the word rape?" And God knows that had to be pulled up out of my spirit, because that's nothing that I was thinking about. So first of all, we're going to open for comments, and then we're going to release the intercessors to begin to pray by the Holy Ghost. Don't pray by this list. Pray by what you feel in the spirit that God is doing in us, going deep down on the inside of us, any hidden fears, any subliminal fears, any backlash, any revenge, anything that's operating below our conscious levels that we're not aware of, anything that is a sign of a phobia will be released from us. And even as you do these exercises, I believe that there will be deliverance. Avis, do we have anybody that wants to make a comment or ask a question?
Yes, ma'am. But before I do that, I have a question of the class. Was there a fear of cancer or a fear of dance? I just want to make sure I missed the spell.
I don't remember. And it's hard for me to
remember.
I'm sorry, I didn't speak over you. I was just going to say it was both.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? And you can give this, and this teaching can be given to the students. They can get it and listen to it again.
Okay.
For the test.
Thank you. I corrected it. Thank you so much. All right, so we have, Apostle, we have four hands raised. We'll start off with...
But did you hear what I said, that they can get the actual teaching,
yes,
and they can listen to it again if they miss something?
Yes, ma'am. I heard. I have Shay posted on the website.
Okay.
Okay. So our first hand will be Alicia Jackson. Just come off mute your name, and followed by Barbara Williams and Sister Angela Ford. And I believe that Monica Olivier had her hand raised as well. Go ahead, Alicia.
I'm sorry, Chandler Avis. I had forgot to put my hand down, but thank you. I did want to make a comment just really quick, but I do thank you, Apostle, because I really know that God allowed you to share this with us, because as you were going through the list, you know, of course, I identified with, you know, a lot of things, you know, on the list for myself. So I do thank God. I thank you as for him using you as well, just to, you know, bring that to the forefront. But you had already said we could get the ones we missed. I had got booted, so I missed a couple. That was my question. But thank you.
Okay. Sister Barbara Williams.
Yes, I have a question about the word darkness. At the beginning, right after the fear of bathing, itching, you had darkness. And then at the end, we had darkness again.
Well, I mean, if you had darkness twice, maybe it was on the list twice.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, but you're gonna get the you get a copy and you'll be able to see it. But if it has darkness, that means that the list must have had darkness in there twice.
Okay. So, next, Sister Angela.
Oh, good morning, everyone. This is Angela Ford from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and thank you, Apostle Kim, for this entire list. As we were sitting here, I made sure I wrote down every phobia. And as we went through the list, I could feel the Lord reminding me of things, because I always ask the Lord to search myself so there's no fear. And I mean, some of these things were things that I probably have fear of unconsciously. You know, like road travel. Sometimes I try to talk myself out of, you know, making trips more than 4 hours and things like that. And I used to have like a fear of accidents. And so I'm praying also that, like you said, when the students start praying, that God really illuminates what on this list that we need to, you know, get out of us, or that he wants to heal us from. So I'm just so thankful for this list. I mean, there's some things on here that I thought was minor, or just things that I don't like, but I'm realizing that there's probably a little bit of fear there. So thank you.
Yeah, and for what reason would I see a teacher from, I'm 60 something years old, from long time ago, and I saw this man whisper in my ear. It was a demon when I was a little girl. And although he never touched me in the natural, he must have touched me in the spirit. Because just as sure, why would I be sitting here teaching and see him, and with his breath was so stank, I could literally have the same experience. And I'm telling y'all, take it real serious, because God gave us his teaching tonight, and there are some things that are going to be eradicated. And you may need to make a comment. You may need to say something, because somebody that may be fearful, or they may have a phobia about even saying something or speaking out. But the spirit of fear is one thing, but to have a personal phobia is an assignment in your subliminal psyche. And this is an opportunity that as the spirit used the intercessors to pray. And Avis, I want you to use people that you don't usually use to pray. I don't think I've ever heard Cheryl Brown pray. And I don't know, she might have. I don't know. I haven't been. Some of the men on here need to pray. Let's just let God use whoever he will on here tonight. Because I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is gonna pray, you know, and we're gonna be touched. I'm telling you, there's some folk, you know, have a fear of prospering or a fear of success, of phobias. But every one of these that I call out, you can Google them and you will find a name of a phobia, the professional name of the phobia. Is there any other comments or questions?
Yes, we have Sister Linda.
Okay, hi. I just want to thank you so much.
Where are you from, Sister Linda?
Oh, dear, huh? Linda Hussey from New York. And I just want to say thank you for this. I didn't expect this. When you started, I was like, what? But I did not expect this. I know I've seen myself in a lot of things that you said. And I know in my heart and my spirit that I'm going to get delivered from some stuff that just seems so minor, but it's so important. And I know it's going to change my life. So I thank God. I thank you, Pastor, Apostle. I'm just blessed tonight. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. We don't have any more hands.
Are you sure? Okay,
Monica Olivier.
Thank you. This is Monica from Virginia. This is powerful. Apostle Daniels, I believe that I really sense that there will be unraveling tonight of what it is that the enemy did, going back to the origins. So when the man spoke to you as a little girl, many times we don't realize the entry point, the trauma, the origin. And so I believe that God's going to be able to do some spiritual surgery tonight to be able to disconnect us from the actual beginning of when it happened, to deal with the root of it, of things that we don't even know that took place because we weren't many times aware that it took place. So I just truly thank you for this. And you said something very powerful in the beginning, and I just wanted to see if you might be able to say it again because I didn't catch it all. You said it was an intense, irrational, then you said something else that poses no threat and people are swinging at air. Very key. That's when you know it's a phobia, that it's intense, it's irrational, and you're swinging at air. But I didn't get at what you said after intense, irrational. I definitely can listen to the replay, but I was just saying, wondering if you might be able to say that again.
I said it's an intense, irrational, and persistent fear of something in specific, a situation that actually poses no actual threat or danger, but it is as if it is there. It's like when I was in the crack house and I was hearing the police and I was fearing them there, kicking in the door, hearing the chains, hearing the guns clicking, and nobody was there. That was a phobia.
Powerful. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We have sister, we have Brother Robert Hines. You come off mute and say your name, where you're from. And following Brother Hines, we have Sister Gina White Burney. Go ahead, Brother Hines.
Yeah, I'm in Portsmouth, Virginia. I wasn't really going to mention this. My wife just kind of nudged me about it, though. But weeks ago, when we first started and we were praying in the Holy Spirit, I heard the Lord say, I'm getting rid of your phobias. So when you start speaking on this, I was really amazed. Like,
Wow. Wow.
and I have a fear of heights that I've been dealing with like all my life. But like, I can do it getting on a plane. I just, I listen to something, I look at something on my phone to deal with it. But, so that's all I want to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is it Gina White Bernie?
Yes, Gina White Burney, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Again, thank you so very much, Apostle, when you was calling out the phobias, and I was the one that asked you about the phobia of rape, because I know it seems to be a soul wound from childhood molestation. And when the thing about it is, I thought that I went through the process of being delivered, but as this is coming up, there is more. I think it's a daily walk of deliverance that need to take place. So I just thank you and I appreciate you for this. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Amen. See, make sure there aren't any other hands. I'll also check the chat to see if anyone dropped a question or comment there. So
Is there anybody else? And then we'll begin to pray. We're giving you the opportunity to make your comment or ask your question now.
no hands are raised yet.
Okay, Avis, can you pick five people? Make sure they're here, and pick five people to begin to pray and to. Is there somebody else?
I think so. I don't know. Does anybody else have anything that they want to say? I heard something, but I don't think anybody.
Pick five people and everybody else just take a deep breath and whatever it is that God needs to deal with, allow him to deal with it. And Avis, let them pray. And then when Avis starts praying in the spirit, that's when we go to the next person. Avis, call off the names of the people that you would like to pray.
Gina White Burney, Edward Lawson, Melanie Sabiri, Tracy Harrison, and Brennan Bulger. And we're going to pray in that order. Gina White Burney, Edward Lawson, Melanie Sabiri, Tracy Harrison, and Brennan Bulger.
And let me focus, let me tell y'all, I want you to focus on healing and deliverance. When you're praying this prayer, you're not asking God heal, God. You're commanding in the name of Jesus, every spirit that came in the womb, every spirit that came in the navel cord, come out. Every phobia of a height, every phobia of family feuds, every phobia, any fear that has come in through the bloodline, we cast you out in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, our wills, and our intellects, and any seed that's been planted in our souls, come up and out in Jesus' name. In Jesus, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, whom the Son makes free is free indeed. God, deliverance is the children's bread. And God, we open ourselves up and we yield to you. And as these men and women of God pray, let them pray prophetically. Let them pray deliverance and release at burning arrows of the Lord that will burn up the seeds of darkness that have hidden in our hearts, that have hidden in our minds, that are operating below the subconscious levels of our lives in Jesus' name. Let everybody begin to pray.
Oh, Shanda. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Kandosa. I thank you for this time, God. Hey, I thank you for this time, Lord God, that you have ordained in the atmosphere for deliverance, Sando, for freedom, for healing, Arabo Sando. In the name of Jesus, thank you for deliverance of every fear, every phobia, that attacked the soul, that causes a soul wound. We thank you, Lord God, that our souls are healed from sin and trauma, that our souls are healed from phobias, Lord God, that our souls are healed because of this time that you have set forth. In the name of Jesus, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We are set free. We are delivered, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivering us from every phobia that plagues our mind, Lord God, every phobia, Lord God, that just disturbs us in the night, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that we are warriors, that we are champions, that we are victorious because of this time that you have set forth, that you have preordained in the earth before the foundation of the earth. I thank you, Lord God, for delivering us, Lord God. I thank you for delivering this everyone that is under the sound of my voice, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we are set free, Lord God. We are victorious warriors, and we can stand strong because of your healing power in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you. I appreciate you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know just what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, and who to use. And I thank you for this word. I thank you for this Bible calling, Lord God. Thank you.
Kora la mosho, kora la mama. Brother Edward Lawson, ora mabako, papa pasoko.
Roka papa. Thank you, God, for what we have learned on tonight, Father God. And I declare and decree that all these phobias will not keep us in bondage. As a matter of fact, we are delivered on tonight, Father God. And I thank you, God, that we will reach out to other people that needs to be delivered from phobia, God, that we will speak nothing but the truth. And God, we bind up all the fears, all the phobias, and all the smoke screens, and all the illusions right now, God. Let us walk in the spirit of freedom right now, God, which is through love of God and love of Jesus Christ right now, God. Lord God, I ask that you will cover us, God, that if there's unknown phobias that we may not know of, God, that they would not latch onto us right now, God. We apply the blood and plead the blood of Jesus over those that are struggling and don't want to let go, God. We bind up the fear of letting go. And God, we come against the fear of those that don't want to operate in deliverance right now, God. So God, I thank you, God, for the knowledge that was released, God, so we can upgrade in our walk in prayer life, in our walk in deliverance right now, God. So God, I thank you right now, God. And I'm asking you, God, to cover us as we go forward, God, in this year to come, Father God. And for the things that are operating right now, God, give us the strength, God, to deal with what is to come right now, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for I am set free from the things that I heard on today that I've been battling with, God, fear of certain things, God. But I just thank you, God. I just thank you, God. I cannot wait to get involved in this study right now, God, to help others get free right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I ask that you will cover us tonight and cover us throughout this year, God, that we won't fall back into those patterns anymore, God. In Jesus' name we pray and amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for this word, Father God. I thank you for each and everyone in this life, Father God. I thank you for, Father God, for
Pastor, give me for speaking life into each and everyone. I thank you, Father God, for everyone opening the eyes of the understanding, for receiving this word, Father God. I ask, Father God, for deliverance for each and everyone who is hearing this word, who is going to hear this word later on, is going to repeat this word, Father God, in the spirit. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for deliverance for every foe, from every fear, from the foundation, Father God, from the womb. Before, Father God, even in their thinking, in their mind, in their soul, in their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask, Father God, for deliverance for each and everyone who's going to hear this word later on, Father God. I ask you, Father God, for not one iota of this word, Father God, is going to fall to the ground. Let the word fall in pleasant places and give food in everyone's life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask, Father God, for everyone to be delivered from fear and phobias, knowingly or unknowingly, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch everyone. Let everyone open their eyes and from understanding, let them open their hearts, their mind, Father God, for deliverance, Father God, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to walk in deliverance and not to be afraid or not to walk in fear, Father God. Help them to walk in your deliverance, because the deliverance is the children's path, as Apostle said, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And who the Son sets free is free indeed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for this word, and each and everyone will be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus.
So the Tracy Harrison so did shaya. Sandura Lamo Tura Lamo Ko Papa Si Korabaka. Tracy Harrison or Lamo so Koralaboso.
I had got disconnected and had to come back on. I just came back on.
Bala Roko Baba Kasha Karalabo Shake. That's okay, sister. Karalamo Papa Baba Kasa. Michelle Jones, come off mute and pray. Roshe Koralamo Boboko Shakatura Mabasata.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for bringing us together again for this Word Bible College, oh God. Lord God, we pray against all those phobias that are listed, oh God, even the ones that we grew up with, Father. We bind them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you would deliver each and every one of us, oh God, that have those phobias, oh God, whether they listed or not, oh God. The ones that we grew up with, the ones that we had, the ones that came upon us as we got older. Lord God, you know what is in our heart. You know what we are fighting against, oh God. You know everything about us, Father. So, Father, we ask that you would help us, oh God, and that you would heal us and deliver us from everything that is not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. For we know that you do not give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And help us to rely on your words. Help us to apply your words to our heart and our lives, that we will lean onto you, Father, for deliverance, for victory, and for everything else, oh God, for freedom, Father, for freedom in the mind, for peace that surpasses all understanding, Father, so that we're able to sleep at night, oh God, so we're able to move on in our lives, Father, without worryation, without anxiety, without any of these things that is going just trying to keep us bound in the name of Jesus. We cast them out right now in Jesus' name. Everything that is not of you, oh God, remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cast those phobias back to hell where they came from in the mighty name of Jesus. And we want to thank you right now, oh God, for delivering us, for giving us a victory, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for revealing those things to us, even that we don't remember that we had, or those things that that have not worked on, or those things that we have not revealed to you, Father. We thank you right now for healing us. We thank you right now for delivering us. We thank you right now, oh God, hallelujah, for setting us free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you right now, oh God, for setting us free from those chains, from those bondages, from the strongholds in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cast them all down in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. And we give you thanks all again, oh God, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Brother Brennan Bulger.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, right now. We ask you to wipe out all phobias, Father God. Let loose the fears, Father God. Let your kingdom show us the glory, Lord. Let us be strongholds and bound in your name. Let all those phobias, fears be gone at this time, Father God, for the devil has no words against this, Lord, against the phobias, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord, for all the brothers and sisters, the pastors, the ministers, Lord, the teachings, Chancellor Avis, Apostle Kimberly Daniels, Lord. We thank you that they're teaching us to give us the power to pray in your name, Father God, and let loose, Lord, your glory and your strength on those phobias, Father God, and let no fear ever come against us, Lord, that if we have a phobia, Lord, we can stand up straight and call your name at that time, Jesus Christ, that you are with us, Lord, and we will stand strong, Father God, and that we will call the brothers and call the sisters and call the angels and call the Christian army, Father God, across the nations, Lord, that we will stand strong and stand tall and not be afraid to call upon one another and say, brother, I need you. Brother, sister, I need you. I need you to pray. Pray over these phobias together, Father God, that we will stand strong, Lord, and that this list is wiped out completely, Lord. All phobias, all traumatic things that may have happened in our lives, Lord, that we will stand and continue, Father God. We ask you, Lord, for all these blessings, and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, Apostle, that closes out our prayer. Would you like for us to pray out? Apostle. So we're going to close out in prayer. I'm going to ask one person.
Okay, I'm here. My phone was acting
up. Apostle. Okay.
So just give an opportunity if anybody else have a comment or anything before we close out. I think we've already closed out in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
So we don't really need to close out in prayer. Does anybody have any comment? If not, if all hearts and minds are clear, we will close out. Just make sure you do your research. It's going to be many more than 100, but they'll be very easy to pull up. Just use your Google or whatever you use to pull up the words and do your prayer. And when you meet, I'm sure that there'll be more group participation once you, you know, once you do. This is a test, but you know, it's graded, but as a test, but it's actually an exercise. It's a spiritual exercise, a practicum, and I think it'll be life changing. Is there anybody that have any comments or anything? If not, we do,
Apostle. We have two more people. We have two people that have the hand raised.
Okay.
Angela Ford.
And hi, good morning, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Chancellor Avis. Good morning, everybody. This is Angela Ford from Tulsa, Oklahoma. As my fellow students were praying, I just wanted to encourage everyone that when the Lord starts to illuminate any of these phobias or puts a spotlight on it or puts it to your mind, don't reject it. Don't say, you know, we could go through this list and say, oh, that's not me or this isn't for me. But I know that he's working. I could feel the Holy Spirit just working in through those prayers and the list. So that's just what I was led to say, just to encourage everybody to let God, you know, do his perfect work and do the healing, and for us not to reject it.
Thank you.
And no condemnation also. Thank you.
Amen. We have a Stelisha Jackson, and following Sister Alicia Jackson, we'll have Sister Monica Hines.
Alicia Jackson, and I'm from Tennessee. I just wanted to ask Chandler Avis, you may not have gotten to it just yet. I know we've been doing a lot in class, but
hold on, wait, hold on 1 second. Can you hold that question till after? Hold on. Whatever that is, we'll get to it. But only questions about the lesson right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Hold on, sis. Hold on, Sister Monica Hines.
Oh well, my question is a general question too, I can wait.
Okay. All right then. Well, we can ask that after we dismiss. That's all. That's all the questions in Apostle for the lesson.
Okay. Well, what questions did they ask?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Alicia. first, and then Sister Monica.
I just wanted to know if when you I know you probably will be doing it, but for that second book that we were supposed to be getting, did I miss it? Did you already post it, or are we just we're just in the process of having it or of getting it?
No, she well, I don't think it's been posted yet, but she will get but Shay will get it posted.
Which
That's
second book? Which second
the
book,
one,
Avis?
Clean House,
Okay.
Strong House. It was just you just want to give it to him, so we're gonna post it on the website so they can download it.
So that's from when?
About a month and a half ago. Somebody asked a question about the book, and you just said post it. We haven't posted it yet on the website.
Okay. All right. So we're going to post it.
Yes, ma'am. I'll just get with Shay and ask her. She was actually looking for the electronic copy of it, but I'll get with her.
But we have the electronic copy, right?
Yes, ma'am. We do. Yes, we
Okay.
have. Yes, ma'am. We
All
got
right.
it.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, Monica. What is your question?
All right, I'm Monica Hines from Virginia. So, along with the assignments that we're given when we have class, as far as what we're majoring in, is there additional coursework that we should be doing at the same time? I just want to make sure I'm
No,
not missing
we'll let
anything.
you know. We'll let you know.
Okay,
You
thank
know,
you.
you'll have a group meeting with the people that's majored in the same thing, and you will get those assignments soon. But if you don't, if nobody's giving you no assignment, you'll get a special assignments just for your area of study.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Any other questions? Let's see. Does anybody else have any other questions? Okay, I don't see any other hands raised and nothing in the chat. So all questions have been answered, Apostle.
All right. God bless
Amen.
you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Amen. Don't forget to drop your name down in the chat. And also, I want to say this too. Make sure we just had an experience tonight. When you come in, make sure that you have your name as a as you know your name on the list as it should be. I know what Apostle would like for us to do is kind of reach out to you and bring you into the breakout room, but I found out tonight that whenever I move to the breakout room, it interrupts our recording. So please make sure that you have your name listed as it is, and what you need to do is download the app and check the profile. Just go check your profile and make sure it's still the same. That it 'cause every now and then I think it may flip back. We had a case like that last week. Sister Betty Jo has been with us 3 years, and her name has always been there, and it flipped to iPhone last week. So just make sure you double check it and make sure that your name is listed the way it should be. That may occur if Zoom's updating. It may revert back to the original. I'm not sure. Just check that before you come to class. And that's it. Thank you all.
I need to agree with you, ma'am, Chancellor.
Okay. Okay, whoever
Bye.
that is that Robin Tate?
Nope, that's Sandra.
Oh, Sandra. Oh, okay. Stand by. Good night,
Good
everybody.
night.
Good
Good night.
night.
Good night. Thank you,
Good
everyone.
night.
Good
Good
night.
night.
Good night.
Thank you.
And Chandler Edward Lawson need to speak with you too.